from KALW. This is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is artist Troy Chu. Hey, Troy.
Hey.
Troy has two shows running in San Francisco. His solo show, Yada Da Mean, is at the Colt Amy Freeberg Exhibitions, and he's featured in I Yield My Time, F.U. at the Altman Siegel Gallery. And right now, we're going to hear his art and culture suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home or through social distancing.
To get millions, ain't nobody show up. From my young in the 50, boss told him getting to grow up.
So Troy, your first pick is Young Dolph's new album, Rich Slave. Young Dolph is a Memphis rapper, and Troy, I know you like Southern hip hop, and I know hip hop influences a lot of your work. What's it about his work that you like, and tell us about this album?
Yeah, other than like the album just being fire in general, I like that he has a lot of historical references or things that are particular to Black culture that I didn't know about. Like he had a skit on there where he's talking to like one of his dad's friends, and he brings up a story about like the day that Martin Luther King got shot. Everybody in Memphis didn't go to school and they called it Black Friday. And I was just like, wow, like I didn't hear about that in a history book, or like I didn't hear about that in LA at all, you know? So just different little things about the culture that you can get through this album. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, well, my mom, she was a kid when King was shot. She was in Oakland, and she said they all just ran home.
Yeah, I can't even imagine like that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. That Southern rapper Young Dolph, his new album is Rich Slave. Your next pick is Chris Duncan's solo exhibit, Respite, at Rebecca Camacho Presents. And Chris is a CCA grad and an Oakland-based artist who uses visual and sound-based media to address time and its effects. And the visual works, they're abstract, and the show includes lush original compositions featuring harmonicas, field recordings, and electronics. Troy, what about his work appeals to you?
Well, Chris Duncan was one of my advisors in grad school, and he was just a dope thinker. And then he's also a painter. A lot of his work that'll be in the show, I think he considers them paintings. And I remember talking to him about some of them, and he was just thinking a lot about, there's a lot of art in the world that is done by white men, white cis straight men. And he is a white cis straight man, but he wanted to kind of remove his hand from the making process. And a lot of his art is made from the sun or through time, and most of it is made from the sun burning directly onto a cloth, and he doesn't have any other control. It's just all done through nature. It's usually like these cool looking paintings.
That's Chris Duncan's show, Respite, at Rebecca Camacho Presents in San Francisco, and it runs through December 18th. And your final pick, everybody's talking about it, is HBO's Lovecraft Country. And the series is about a young Black man, Atticus Freeman, and his friend and uncle who travel across the segregated South in the 1950s. And Atticus is searching for his missing father. And they learn of dark secrets plaguing a town on which famous horror writer H.P. Lovecraft supposedly based. On the location of many of his fictional tales. This is a production by Jordan Peele, but it's created by a Black woman named Misha Green. Troy, this series is awesome. It's fire. It's like...
It's crazy.
It is. It's Afrofuturism. It's horror. It's... And I don't like horror, but I like this.
This is like what we needed in 2020. Like an alternate way to think about life and history. It's just a great creation. Like it makes Black people look like the GOAT. Like I love that show.
You know what's funny, it's like, because both you and I are kind of like, it's because it's hard to explain what it is.
Yeah.
It's because they just went out of the box and did their own thing, and
it's not comparable to anything. Like you could compare it to things, but then it's like this too. Mm-hmm. Kind of like this too. So it's like,
it's like a genre gumbo.
Yeah.
That's the Afrofuturist horror drama series Lovecraft Country, and the show just wrapped its first season. All episodes are now available on HBO and HBO Max. I've been speaking with artist and painter Troy Chu. Check out his solo exhibit, Yada Da Mean, at the Colt Amy Freeburg Exhibitions running through December 5th, and the show I Yield My Time, FU, at the Altman Siegel Gallery until December 19th. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit klw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds is engineered by James Rowlands and produced by Precious Green. I'm Janae Darden.